This is Sci-Fi Talk Weekly for April 18th, 2024. This is episode 93. I look around the internet for news on sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics. Here are today's headlines. Jonathan Kent casting in Superman. Outer Range trailer raises questions. More on Civil War. Joker, Folie à Deux gets a rating. And The Walking Dead Book of Carol has a sneak peek. And there is more Sci-Fi Talk Weekly, episode 93, in just a moment. Joining me today is my AI friend, Bella. Clutch Points reports that Bird Box's Pruitt Taylor Vance will play Jonathan Kent in James Gunn's Superman. There is nothing else as to the scope of the role. More at Clutch Points.
Outer Range Season 2 trailer raises questions. The series stars Josh Brolin and Lily Taylor fighting for his land and family. To their horror, they discover a black void at the edge of their property. Adding to the drama, their granddaughter is missing. The second season will have the characters deeper into the void, shaking the foundations of time itself. Watch the series on Prime Video.
Here are some more stories on the controversial Civil War. Variety reports on a battle at the White House, which was a challenge for production designer Katie Maxey. The attack was filmed in Georgia with real tanks, Humvees, helicopters, and the president's limousine. VFX were used for set extensions and gunfire flashes. Maxey and director Alex Garland wanted accuracy using Tyler Perry's three-story White House replica. There's more at Variety. Ace Showbiz reports that Civil War earned $25.7 million in ticket sales in North America on opening weekend. The movie cost $50 million, making it the most expensive for A24 to date. Deadline reports from the Civil War premiere that Nick Offerman was asked if he thought of Donald Trump as his portrayal of the president. Honestly, no. When you see the movie, it's so unattached to anything in modern politics, not only in our country, but any country. It's like doing a play where I'm playing a baseball player, and people say, "Did you ever think of your favorite team, the Cubs?" And I say, "No." It's a brilliant piece of fiction. From the get-go, it clearly wasn't based on anything in reality, so that's a distraction. And my job is to immediately say, who is this guy, and how can I best serve Alex Garland's vision? There's more at Deadline.
Deadline also reports that Joker Folie à Deux gets a strong R rating with strong language, some sexuality, and full brief nudity. No details on the plot, but an audio recording of Lady Gaga's Harley Quinn uttering, "You can do anything you want. You're Joker." More at Deadline.
Variety reports that The Walking Dead Book of Carol got a sneak peek, as Carol and Daryl are reunited. The official description reads, "They both confront old demons while she fights to find her friend, and he struggles with his decision to stay in France, causing tension at the nest." More at Variety.
Variety reports that Fallout star Walton Goggins talked about playing the ghoul in the series adapted from a video game. "It was an incredible experience, but exhausting at the end of every day. It was hot. The very first day I put the costume on in New York, I think the heat index was like 104 or 105, and we went down and started shooting. At one point, Jonah looked over at me and said, 'I know it's an emotional scene, but are you crying?' I said, 'No, man, I don't know what you're talking about.' He reached up and poked my eye, and water just came gushing out underneath this prosthetic." More at Variety.
Deadline reports that Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is looking to open between 54 and 61 million range, according to Quorum, which makes box office predictions. It looks to reach a male audience bigger than last year's Transformers: Rise of the Beasts. More at Deadline.
Variety reviews Time Stalker. Steven Saito writes, "If comedy is tragedy plus time, there is plenty of it in Alice Lowe's latest film. Starting in Scotland in the late 1600s, Agnes can't escape her attraction to the wrong guy, played by Aneurin Barnard, and is tripped up again and again as reincarnated versions of herself can't help but make the same mistake. she probably should know better when a meet-cute with the man of her dreams occurs right before he's bound to be executed as a heretic. Although the crowd assembled may want to avert their eyes, Agnes locks hers with Barnard's bad boy on his way to the gallows and finds an instant connection. Instantly smitten, she tries to rush the stage to prevent his death, accidentally causing her own in the process. More at Variety.
Deadline reports that Lionsgate and Blumhouse are reimagining the Blair Witch Project. This is part of a pact to reimagine horror classics from Lionsgate's library. At CinemaCon, Jason Blum commented, "I'm very grateful to Adam, Nats Fogelson, Lionsgate chairman, and the team at Lionsgate for letting us play in their sandbox. I'm a huge admirer of the Blair Witch Project, which brought the idea of found footage horror to mainstream audiences and became a true cultural phenomenon. I don't think there would have been a Paranormal Activity had there not have been a Blair Witch. So it feels like a truly special opportunity, and I'm excited to see where it leads." More at Deadline.
Reactor reports that a Star Trek origin film will happen directed by Toby Haynes. Haynes is known for Andor and also the Black Mirror episode, USS Callister. Writing will be Seth Graham Smith of Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter fame. Production will start later this year with a debut in 2025. More at Reactor. There is more with Tony and me, Bella, on Sci-Fi Talk Weekly, episode 93.
Deadline reports that Star Trek Strange New Worlds has been renewed for season 4. However, Star Trek Lower Decks will end with season 5. Lower Decks' final season will begin this fall. While 5 seasons of any series these days seems like a miracle, it's no exaggeration to say that every second we spent making the show has been a dream come true, read a note from showrunner Mike Mahan and executive producer Alex Kurtzman. They continue, "Our incredible cast and crew and artists have given you everything they have because they love the characters they play, they love the world we've built, and more than anything, we all love Star Trek. We're excited for the world to see our hilarious 5th season, which we are working on right now. And the good news is that all the previous episodes will remain on Paramount Plus, so there's still much to look forward to as we celebrate the Cerritos crew with a big send-off." There's more at Deadline.
Deadline also reports that Peacemaker Season 2 has started shooting. A fan asked James Gunn if he can shoot Peacemaker and Superman at the same time, to which the DC Studios co-head said, "It's Saturday, pre-shoot." More at Deadline.
Deadline reports that creator Don Mancini has pitched Chucky Season 4 to Sci-Fi. He said, "There's very little I can say about that. I can't tell you my idea for Season 4, but I'm really excited about it. I already pitched it to the network, so fingers crossed, because it's something I really like to do." More at Deadline.
Reactor has an excerpt from Laura Arsimotin's The Sins of Their Bones. It's a queer dark fantasy, set in Jewish folklore-inspired reimagining of 19th-century Europe. Dmitri Alexeyev used to be the Tsar of Novosvitsovo. Now he is merely a broken man, languishing in exile after losing a devastating civil war instigated by his estranged husband, Alexei Balakin. In hiding with what remains of his court, Dmitri and his spymaster, Vasily Sokolov, engineer a dangerous ruse. Vasily will sneak into Alexei's court under a false identity to gather information, paving the way for the usurper's downfall, while Dmitri finds a way to kill him for good. But stopping Alexei is not so easy as plotting to kill an ordinary man. Through a perversion of the Ludaism religion that he terms the holy science, Alexei has died and resurrected himself in an immortal, indestructible body, and now claims he is guided by the voice of God himself. Able to summon forth creatures from the realm of demons, he seeks to build an army, turning Novosvitsovo into the greatest empire that history has ever seen. Dmitri is determined not to let Alexei corrupt his country, but saving Novosvitsovo and its people will mean forfeiting the soul of the husband he can't bring himself to forsake, or the spymaster he's come to love. More at Reactor.
Variety reports that Steve Buscemi has joined the cast of Wednesday Season 2. Details are always a bit sketchy, but he will play a new principal at Nevermore Academy. Jenny Ortega returns, but nothing else is known. More at Variety.
Reactor has Babylon 5 rewatch on episode For the Purple. Keith DeCandido writes, "This one mostly works because Peter Jurassic and Udinio make it work. So does Clive Revel, who has made a career out of playing snotty bad guys. He was the original person playing Emperor Palpatine in The Empire Strikes Back, and is snotty as all get out here. The B-plot is of more interest, mostly because it provides useful exposition on Ivanova and also illuminates character, both Ivanova's and Garibaldi's. It's also a big honkin' cliche, but again, the performances elevate it, especially the pained stoicism of Claudia Christian. Her dismissal of Garibaldi's concerns plays up as her usual I'm too busy to deal with your bull attitude, and it modulates effectively into sad resignation, with pain eking out through the cracks when she's talking to her father. More of Keith's review at Reactor.
Variety reports that Casey Affleck's Slingshot has been acquired by Signature Entertainment for UK and Irish rights. The film deals with an astronaut struggling to maintain his grip on reality. This while on a mission to Saturn's moon, Titan. Lawrence Fishburne co-stars.
Variety reports that Loki's Sofia DiMartino talked about a possible season 3. I have no idea. Honestly, I'm open to more. But honestly, I think the season 2 finale was great, and if that's it, I'm very grateful for what we've had. But they don't say anything. The veil of secrecy extends to us too. I think it would be great to see Sylvie and Thor, she said. I think it would be fun to see them get wound up, especially if Loki is in the equation. Three siblings together, the dynamic would be interesting. More at Variety.
Deadline reports that Keanu Reeves will voice Shadow in Sonic Hedgehog 3. Shadow is a creation of Professor Gerald Robotnik, the grandfather of Sonic's archenemy, Dr. Robotnik. More at Deadline. Three Body Problem had a screening at Lily's Series Mania. It's a very ambitious show and it has a great scale, but I wonder when all the hooks they got into me will reward me with knowledge. I see a lot of potential, but I don't see a clear path, says actor Malik Bauer, who told Variety after the screening. The Insider has 31 movies excited to see after seeing never-before-seen footage at CinemaCon. Here are a few.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
If, about imaginary friends. Furiosa, a Mad Max saga.
Inside Out 2. The Watchers.
The Quiet Place, Day 1.
More at The Insider.
The clock is ticking on Sci-Fi Talk Plus.
Free lifetime access with special features like creating your own playlists from over 1,000 episodes, plus exclusive videos.
Episodes are commercial-free, uncut.
And even special programs like Rewind. The best part, it's free. Just click on the link in the show notes for a free lifetime access.
But this special offer will expire May 1st, so act quickly. Thanks, Bella, for being part of the show, one of my AI friends.
Thanks, Tony. This is Bella reporting.
And that is Sci-Fi Talk Weekly for April 18th, 2024, my episode 93. And thank you all for listening. This is Tony Tolato. Until next time.